evening, Mayor and Council. My name is Dylan Oz. I'm a member of Steadfast Baptist Church, and I want to be speaking about this issue of gay pride. I stand against this, and I would encourage the city of Arlington to stand against celebrating pride. And the reason why is because celebrating pride is not loving. It's actually a fake love, and I want to let the Bible speak for me. Romans 12:9 says, "Let love be without dissimulation." Dissimulation is being fake. So the Bible's saying, don't have a fake love. It says, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. In order to truly love, you have to hate what's evil, and you have to love what is good. You cannot just say you love everything, because if you love children, you have to hate pedophiles. If you love flowers, you have to hate weeds. And if you actually love your community, you have to hate the predators in your community. And you have to hate the people that want to destroy your community. And that's exactly what the LGBT community is a bunch of predators. And I'll just let the Bible describe them for me, because the Word of God can do a better job describing them than I can. Romans 1:20 says this, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up unto uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud," there's your gay pride in the Bible, "boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." That's the Word of God describing the LGBT community, and we should not support people that love death and hate God. People need to watch the Sodomite Deception, sodomitedeception.com. Thank you.